continuation of the last year. Sunday, we learned about the principles of Aninut, and the last thing that we were discussing was the patur from mitzvot that an onen has. So one of the things is that, of course, the onen, once he has, once his aninut comes to an end, he's going to be chayav in mitzvot. So there's a very important Mishnah Berurah in Siman Ayin Aleph in Orach Chaim, which discusses what mitzvot he has to make up. So, you know, if we already said that if the onen, a person was an onen, that's through the night. So let's say his relative died on Sunday afternoon. He's an onen Sunday afternoon. Sunday night, he's an onen through the night. He doesn't daven Maariv. And the Levaya is, say, Monday morning. So he definitely doesn't do tashlumin for not davening Maariv Sunday night, because he had no chiyuv. It wasn't that he didn't daven Maariv. He was patur from davening Maariv. Now, the question is, that's the Levaya takes place on Monday morning, late morning. That's 11 o'clock in the morning. So it's past Zman Kriyat Shema. That's, it might even be past, probably is past Zman Tefillah as well. But it's not Chatzot yet. So what Chiyuvim does he have? So let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. V'im nimshach aninut ad samot l'sof Zman Kriyat Shema. Shu'ad... Yes, 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 that's what I said on Sunday. Yeah, exactly. It was Daf Yud Zayin was Sunday's, Monday's Daf. Ad Samuk Tosof Saman Kriyat Shema, Shuad Revia Hayom, Kfir Echashaot Shel Yom, Vim Pala Kseide Yavo Azman Shel Kriyat Shema, Yikra Kriyat Shema Blu Brachot, Viacha Kaki Pala Kseide, Vikra Otapam Kriyat Shema Yma Brachot. So let's say, Sof Saman Kriyat Shema at the moment is something like 10 in the morning. So the Leviah takes place at 9 o'clock, and it's finished at 5 to 10, or 10 o'clock. He's got 5 minutes. If he puts on his talit and starts davening from the beginning, he's going to have missed Sosman Kriyat Shema. So he should say Kriyat Shema, and then daven, that's Kaseder afterwards. Now what if his aninut continues till after Sosman Tefillah? Data magin Avraham dibrachot dibirchot shachad dahenu mashekodim baruch shama lo yom reim af sheish lo panai kevan shebshat ikar ki yuvoshu baboker hayaz patur. So the magin Avraham is of the opinion that birchot hashachar asher chimitzadei gaver ozei yisrael bigvurah, all those brachot, their ikar time is first thing in the morning. And therefore, if you're patur first thing in the morning, then you're patur from them later on as well. You don't have to do tashlumin. V'yesh cholkin alaf. Not everybody agrees with that. But the maskan of the Mishnah Berurah is v'safek brachot lahakel. Zulat, birkat ha-Torah, u'birkat shelo asani goy, v'shelo asani aved, v'shelo asani isha. Right, with the exception of those brachot, or tana brachot, av lamagin Avraham yuchal varich. Right, so those brachot apply the whole day long. They're nothing to do with the morning in particular. But the other brachot are to do with the morning, except for Birkat HaTorah, which is a really Birkat HaMitzvah for your davening during the day. So not to lay, they don't, the Avel doesn't lay tefillin. That's not really a din in Aninut, that's a din in Avelut Yom Rishon that we'll come to, that that tefillin are a pa'er, and an Avel on the first day doesn't wear a pa'er. So this is after Sof Zman Tefillah, but before Chatzot. So you, the Avel will put on his talit, he'll say Birchot HaTorah, he'll say the three Shelo Asani Brachot, and then he'll say the Amida. Afa Birchot Kriyat Shema Mashma B'Shulchan Aruch Le'el B'Simin Unchet Dikfar Afa Zmanam. Olefi Ma Shekatavti Le'el B'Sofni Nesimin Unchet B'Mishnu Berurah Mutar Lo Loma Af Birchot Kriyat Shema Kevan Dva Ones Havar Hazman Ulechule Alma Efshati Yachol Loma P'Sukhi Zimra Ein Le'el B'Simin Unbet Kiddushi Rabbi Akiva Eiga. So actually the maskan of the Mishnah Berurah is that he should say Kriyat Shema Virchoteha and the Amida. So Birchot HaTorah, the three Shelo Asani Brachot, and then start with Birchot Kriyat Shema and the Amida.
So we're talking about just before Zman Sossamantefilla.
No, it's after Sossamantefilla. That's the point. After Sossamantefilla. Yeah, that's what
so
he said.
So then what he's doing? Sorry again.
Birchot HaTorah. Three Shelo Asani Brachot. Birchot Kriyat Shema. And the Amidah.
Well,
if he wants. I mean, there's no harm, but...
But
Adas is after something. You can always say Pitsukei Tzidim if you like. That's Vimatayin lo kaluar basha, otshu shlish hayom, rakshu samuklis man hahu, vimpalakasede yavos man hatvil, vistarkle palo shmona esra achash lish hayom, yidale psukei tzimra, uchofen shinibaela besimun minun bet, betin echer lavo levetak neset, avalo yidale mikriat shema, birchotea klal, afshali deise, yemuch rakli palo shmona esra achash lish hayom. That's so if it's close to the end of Zman Tfila, then don't worry about saying Pesukei Tzimra. Just jump in with Kriyat Shema Rechoteha and the Amida. Od katap derech chaim deinu habrachot shelo asani goy ve'evev isha v'katat taraz man kol hayom v'afilu achar chatzot im nikba yom reim aval tfilat yudchet lo yipalel rak ad chatzot lo yoter galing sarach lahashlim ota tfilah b'tfilah simuncha gonim lo yipalel shachrit lo yeshlim b'mincha d'lo dam l'shachach o ne'enas lo yipalel shachrit d'mashlima b'mincha. So the thing that I think generally people aren't aware of is that according to the Mishnah Brura here, is that a person's an onen, person, their relative dies on Sunday, the Levi's on Monday. Monday afternoon even. So Monday afternoon, after the Kavura, they ought to say Birchot HaTorah and the three Shelo Asani Brachot. So that's worth flagging up. I'll give you a spoiler here.
And Tefillin?
No, because Tefillin is Yom Rishon. That's what I said. He said, Yom Rishon, the Tefillin is not a din in Aninut, particularly. Well, there's two dinim in Tefillin. One is a din in Aninut, and the other is, because an onen's patum mikol mitzvot, but even if he's not an onen, you don't lay Tefillin on the Yom Rishon. We'll come to it, we'll learn it properly, but we'll see. Sometimes it happens. Let's say a person dies. It's in the winter now, right? So a person died at 7 o'clock this evening, and they were buried by the Adas. It's 11 o'clock tonight, right? So the Onen, he davened, or the Avel, he davened Mincha this afternoon. He was, his father was alive and well. Maybe not so well, but he was certainly alive. That Mariv, he'll daven tonight after the Levi at midnight. Shachrit tomorrow morning. So he won't miss any tefillah, but Shachrit tomorrow he won't lay tefillin. He'll daven Shachrit, he'll daven all day tomorrow without laying tefillin. That's a din of Yom Rishon of Avelut that you don't wear tefillin. That's so the spoiler is just to let you know, when it comes to the test on Avelut, there will almost certainly be a question to do with what the Avel davens after the internment. You need to know that Mishnah Brura really well. That's I don't give a lot away about what's coming up in the test, but I always put a question on that in.
For Sfardim, can't say Birkot Shema after Sossman Tefillah, so that would be a difference.
Sfardim will never say Birkot Kriyat Shema after Sossman Tefillah before Chatzot.
As far as I'm aware, no, you can't say that.
Even if it was Ba'ones?
Okay, then I don't know.
Okay, so I need to check that. Okay, that's the other thing that's brought up by the acronym is what if a person loses a relative now? Person's father or brother, whatever it is, dies. Now, 9 o'clock in the evening, and they haven't davened Maariv yet, and the Levi is tomorrow morning. Do they have to do Tashlumin? Seems they do have to do Tashlumin for Maariv. Because, it's a machloket, in fact. You know, what is the... what point are you chayev?
Tashlumin means...
compensation. Do they have to daven Shachrit twice? Yeah, because... on the one hand... they had, 3 hours when they could have davened Maariv already. They should have davened Maariv. Who waits till 9 o'clock at night before davening Maariv? Or is it that, no, the Chiyuv is only at the very last minute. It's like you don't have to do it at any time, till the last minute. And the last minute, they were patur. I think we say that they do have to do Tashlumin. Okay, so that's the whole story with the Patur from Mitzvot. Now,
would that work with all the other different Zman Yom as well? So let's say they died after the beginning of Zman Shacharit.
Yeah. But all the Tfilot, it's, you know, that's, I think there's a Pitzchei Tshuva on it. I think there's a Pitkei Tshuva here. I can't see it off the top of my head, and I want to move on. But look, there are the Pitkei Tshuvas. Okay, let's go back to the Tosfot now and discuss another very important scenario. So we said that in the Gemara, we said the whole din of Aninut applies Misha Meitul Mutal Lufanav. You've got the mate is in front of you, and we said in the Gemara that didn't necessarily mean physically the mate is lying in front of you, but it means that you've got responsibility to bury him. So the Tosfot says as follows: even if it's not physically in front of you, seeing as you've got a chiyuv to bury him, it's as if he's in front of you. The mate might be in front of you, but if you don't, if you're not going to be burying him, there's no aninut. So in actual fact, the classic example of that would be Shabbat. The Gemara says on Shabbat there's no din of aninut. Right? So on Shabbat, why is there no din of aninut? Because he's not mutalafanaf. There's no mitzvah, there's no din whatsoever of burying him on Shabbat. So this is very important Yerushalmi brought by the Tosfot. Nimsala Rabim, if the mate has been handed over to the community, then the onen is no longer an onen, he can eat meat and drink wine. And Nimsala Katafim, Kinsala Rabim. And likewise, if he's been passed over to the Katafim, the pallbearers. Right? So also, it's like being passed over to the community. Obviously, it's talking about where the mate is in front of you. So he's saying, must be that, it's... Nimsal Arabim, the mate can still be in front of you, because if it's Nimsal Arabim and the mate's not in front of you, then the Avelut starts already. So if you can't bury your relative, you want Adam Shemate Bevet HaSurim, person dies in prison. And the governor won't, the local lord, whatever, won't release the body till you pay some big ransom. He's not going to let you bury him. There's no din of aninut. He's not your responsibility to bury him, because you can't redeem him and get him out. Once you assume that you're not going to be able to bury, so then the aninut stops. So, questions discussed. A person is lost in the jungle, and all you find, a week later is a hand and a foot. That's no body left. You've given up, you assume he's dead. You're not going to find, you search around for 2-3 more days, can't find the rest of the body. You assume it's inside some hungry lion or not hungry lion any longer. That's, and the aninut stops and the avilut starts. So he says in this case, where the person died in prison, obviously the avilut doesn't start yet, because you're still hoping at some stage to get the body back. But there's certainly no aninut.
Well, I remember what happened to these poor families who lost soldiers on the...
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's
they refuse to return.
So Eino Chayav to Lord Dami in the Chashim Kovro, Shashama Eino Kovro to Aval Hacha, Dain Humitsape, Michala Sop Sharem Hamoshela, Nicola Kovro. So you're hoping that you'll get the body back. That's the Chayim Master Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon Bava Metzia, the Pasak Mitzvatan, Inutu Maset, right. That's so if the body's inaccessible, then there's no avilut and there's no aninut. So we'll discuss practical applications in just a moment.
Well, there's no avilut as well.
Correct, because you're expecting to get the body back. So the avilut doesn't start till you get the body back. And the aninut doesn't apply till you've got a chiyuv of kvura. And there's no chiyuv of kvura without a body.
If you don't find the person, then you...
No, so that's different. That's the case where, you know, all you found was the hands and the foot. So you give up, you've given up of ever getting the body back. So then the avilut starts. The difference between where you never expect to get the body back and the case where you're hoping to get the body back. Where you're hoping to get the body back, you wait till you get the body back till you have the avilut. But in a case where you're not going to get, you don't expect to get the body back, you assume the poor fellow's been eaten. That's the difference. Now look at the famous case of Rabbeinu Tam. Maaseh shemeita achoto shel Rabbeinu Tam b'Shabbat. So Rabbeinu Tam's sister died on a Shabbat. I always say this is a good supper quiz question. What day of the week did Rabbeinu Tam's sister die? That's most people don't even know that Rabbeinu Tam had a sister. For diu lo b'motzei Shabbat b'iracheret, and he was in a different city. And somebody showed up Motzei Shabbat and told him, "V'achal basav v'shata yain," and he has a good fleshik melav malka. V'amar kevan sheish la bal shechayav bikvurata. Eino asub basav yain. He said, "Eh, it's not my geschäft. That's your husband or my brother-in-law will look after it. I'm not an onen." V'efshar shegam rabin utamim hayab irats mo hayam meikel meototam. Now, what Tosfot's not sure about is what, you know, in this case we've got two considerations why Rabbeinu Tam didn't keep aninut. Number one, he wasn't in charge. And number two, there wasn't anything he could do. He was in a different city. So Tosfos not sure, what if he was in the same city, would Rabbeinu Tam have kept aninut or not? So he says, efshar that he wouldn't have done, because maybe Rabbeinu Tam simply held that if it's not your responsibility, it's not mutal alav lekovro, yeah? His brother-in-law's in charge. So then he's got no din of aninut. But look at the Rosh. So the Rosh quotes this case. So the Rosh says, what on earth is going on here? So if this was the case, the only people who are on an in would be the sons of the deceased. From the Gemara, it seems that aninut is the precursor of aveilut. And anybody who's getting chayv in aveilut, in principle, is going to be chayv in aninut. So the Rosh clearly argues with Rabbeinu Tam. So the Bach tries to tie it all together. And the Bach says as follows. Aval kedeli yashev dat Rabbeinu Tam omer anit vadayim haya be'irima haya asur lecho basav lishtot yayin. So he says, no, Rabbeinu Tam, if he'd been in the same city as his sister, he definitely would have been an onen. Kevan dal kulam mutalik vura himinai mafkat. They've all got an equal chiyuv of looking after the kavura.
Yeah, but even so.
Well, let's go through it and then we'll ask our questions. Ela lefisha ya bi'ir acheret u'ba'ala haya ima hatam huda imutal alav lekavra. They're saying, but oh, this is different. He was in a different city, and in the city where she was, there was somebody to look after her. So therefore, he had no chiyuv of kavura for her. In terms of, did he have a halakhic obligation to go and look after her burial? No, because he was in a different city, and in where she was, there were people to look after her. V'Rabbeinu Tam v'adayhu adink shaya Rabbeinu Tamima v'ala b'ir acheret lo haya nesar ba'ala b'vasar v'yayin kevan she'achi ha'ima b'ir mitapel b'gvurata. He says, and the flip side would have also worked, that if he'd been with his sister and his brother-in-law had been somewhere else, then his brother-in-law wouldn't have been an onen, and he would have been an onen in terms of whoever's with the body and has got the ability to do something about it is an onen, the others aren't. So he said, but anybody who's got an obligation to bury is an onen. That's where there's nobody in the city who can look after, meaning, if Rabbeinu Tam has a single sister, a spinster sister in City A, and he was in City B, then he would have had a chiyuv to go from City B to take care of her in City A.
Sister, what is it?
Sorry?
What's a single sister? What is it?
Well, just, she's got no other relatives.
She has no marriage.
She's not my husband.
Right. As opposed to two sisters. Right. That's... Hatam vadaus hokaros shenot alo birakeret chayav latzeit miro v'litapeli ma bikvuratak inu mutelefanav v'asu b'vasaviyai. The question is, does this person have a chiyuv to go from where he is to take care of the deceased? If he's got a chiyuv to go from where he is to take care of the deceased, so then he's got a din of aninut. If he hasn't got such a chiyuv, then he's got no din of aninut. V'teir ma'ama shekatav haros b'ferek mi shemeto l'fi tam ze afim haya ba'ir mutav. Ha'gufei katav b'ferek inu mgalchin ha'shem rabbeinu. So he said, no, if he was in the same city, Rabbeinu Tam wouldn't have been Mekel. They've all got an equal chiyuv to bury her. For lo yitir Rabbeinu Tam la'atzmo ba'asav yayin, ela fi shehaya be'ir acheret ve'etzel achoto haya ba'ala ima k'depei rashti. It's Vachinakin and Tamar said Rabbeinu Tam, who Rav, who Vishari Le Mare, the Harosh, the Kadav Rabbeinu Tam, the Mel Chol Yisrael, but or Torah, Tor, the Mar, Lav, Svar, Chalushot, Kushay. So he has a bit of a go at the Rosh, but how can you say about Rabbeinu Tam that what he's saying doesn't make any sense? Of course it makes sense. Rabbeinu Tam was a big gadol. So the Maskan of the Bach is to Paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. And to say that Rabbeinu Tam is talking about a case where he's outside the city, and in the city there is somebody who can take care of it. Now let's look in the Shulchan Aruch, Shin Mem Aleph, Sif Gimel, and Sif Dalet. And it's basically what we've seen here.
Sorry, am I repeating the Rosh again? I don't understand the Rosh
said. The Rosh, basically the Rosh argues against Rabbeinu Tam.
Yes.
The Rosh says it doesn't make sense what Rabbeinu Tam is saying. And that we don't see any such thing in the Gemara. There should be no. If we followed the Rabbeinu Tam through logically, then the only people who would be chayav in Aninut are the sons, and we don't see that in the Gemara.
Why only the sons?
Because they're the ones who look after the person. You know, they always take care of the. Sorry?
They live with the parents.
No, but they always take care of the burial arrangements.
Unless there isn't a son.
Okay, if there's no son, yeah.
So let's say she's married, for example.
Right.
Wouldn't be the husband as well?
No, usually. In most cases, it's the children take care of the burial arrangements. Unless they're very young. That's right. Sif Gibel, Sif Talat. And we shall
answer the Bach again on the right.
The Bach says, we pass in like Rabbeinu Tam, provided that he's in a different city and there's somebody in the city to take care of him. Makom Shinag, Sif Gimel, Makom Shinagim Shakatafim Yuchadim, Lotzihamate. So you've got Katafim Yuchadim. That would seem to be essentially a Chevra Kedisha. But Achashin Itasku Akrovim Tzorcheat Kvura. And after the relatives have taken care of everything, Yimsaru Lahem, then they give the mate to the Chevra Kedisha, Vemik Baruhu, and the Chevra Kedisha bury them. Mishim Saru Lahem, Mutarim Akrovim Vasavayayim. Once the Krovim have passed the mate over, then they're no longer got in Ivaninut. Afil Kodim Shots, you may buy it, even if the corpse is still in the house. It's no longer their responsibility. Then the Rama says, Makom shenosin hamit me'ele'er, im makom karovhu, havei ki'ilu mutalafanav. Avalim makom rachok, gom mahalik shnei yamim, mutar ad she'afol ekvurato. Okay, so we're not so interested in that. And then, mishemet mitfisa, v'lo nitan likvura, person died in captivity. You can't get the body to bury it. No chalak krovim aninut, v'gam avilut no chal alehem. So they're neither onanim nor avilim. Kevon shelo nityashim lekovro, because they're still expecting to be able to bury him at some stage. V'chemim krovei hamet bitfisa, or if the relatives of the mates are in prison, that ein aninut chal alehem. Then they've got no din of aninut, because they can't do anything. They can't get out to bury their relative. Okay, you count Shiva and Shloshim from when you give up hope of being able to have a burial. Now,
that includes Kaddish, for example. They don't say Kaddish till they get the
one. You might say Kaddish already. You know the person's dead, you can say Kaddish already. Lichara. Yeah, Lechari should take that short, but no Shifa. Now, the big question is, in a contemporary context, right, the Chevra Kedisha come and take the body, right, that's, are you Pater already at that point? You are going to be going to the Levaya, but, you know, it can be, you know, person died this afternoon, at, say, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Chevra Kedisha will come and take the body maybe at 7 o'clock tonight. Okay, the Levaya will be tomorrow, maybe tomorrow at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Right? So, from 7 o'clock tonight, the Chevra Kedisha's got the body. There's nothing left for you to do. Especially if you've got all the certificates. Right? But for whatever reason, the Levaya's not taking place till tomorrow afternoon. So the Mishnah Berurah indicate. Let's go through the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah indicates that you're not actually an onen. V'im yesh chabura be'esh enogin shekatzafim yuchadim lahotzi hamet ulachash nitzasko akrovim b'tzorch hamet yimsaru lahem v'him ikberuhu v'shes misaru lahem miyad chayef b'chala mitzvot v'afidu kodim shiotzi umi habayit sheshuv einu mutal alehem. That was basically Sif Gimel. Well, if he said, lo yafe osim ha'onanim shemamtini nipalel atachar kvura. So he says, I don't think it's right that the Onanim wait till after the burial before they daven. Once you've sorted everything out with the Chevra Kedisha, there's nothing else for you to do. You should go and daven. Sometimes, you know, okay, the Chevra Kedisha have taken the body, but you've still got to, you know, finalise on that's which part of the cemetery that's the mate's going to be buried in. You know, that bit with a nice view or, you know, a cold area or whatever it is. Or calls manshe maspidin oto, or during the hespedim. Azai pato, v'tekach acharei zeh mutalit palel v'chayav. So basically what he's saying is that, you know, once the Chevra Kadisha have taken charge of everything, then you're patur. That's from mitzvah. If there's hespedim and stuff, then obviously you'll be patur during the hespedim. But otherwise, he seems to think that you're chayev. However, the Aruch HaShulchan learns it differently. We won't look at the Aruch HaShulchan inside, but I'll tell you what the Aruch HaShulchan says. The Aruch HaShulchan says this whole din of Nimsa L'Arabim and Nimsa L'Katafim is talking about where the Avel is not going to have any further engagement whatsoever with the mate, and the mate is being taken somewhere else for the burial. Meaning that the mate is going to be taken, here in London, right? And the mate's going to be taken up to Manchester for burial. But the Avelim aren't going with to Manchester, right? So in that case, okay, as soon as the Chevra Kadisha have taken the mate, right, so then you're done, you're finished with it. And you're no longer an Onen. And in actual fact, then the Avelut starts. Right, that's but if it's in the same locale and you're going to re-engage with the mate, then you're an onen right through till the kavura, and that certainly is the minhag. Certainly, the minhag is like that you're an onen through till the kavura, unless it's taken to to another city and you're not
engaged with the mate. What do you mean?
You're going to go to the levi. That's look at the kitzur shulchan aruch. So, b'makom sheyish chevra kedusha, olachash hakrovim nitasku b'tzorcha al-gvura, v'pashum anshei chevra kedusha, ein aleihem shum davar lasot. There's nothing more for them to do. They'll just sharp at the levaya. Ach anshei chevra kedusha osin hakol, azai ein od al hakrovim din onen umutarim b'vas aviyayin. So they can now go out to Blooms and have a hearty meal. B'mikol shekin shem umutarim chayavim b'kriyat shema v'tfila v'chol ha-mitzvot. The minhag is that the onanin don't daven till after the kavura. Because they go to the levi. So he seems to think that really make our din, in actual fact, as soon as the Chevra Kadisha have collected the body, that's the aninut ends. He says the minag is not like that, but he's not going to fight with the minhag on the one hand, but on the other hand, you know, a person wants to be machmir. Generally speaking, we say an onan is not allowed to be machmir and to do mitzvot, but the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is saying, yeah, we'll let him be machmir and do mitzvot, seeing as according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, in any event, he should be doing mitzvot. So it's kedai lahachmir. Now, the big question that comes up nowadays is sometimes you get a case where you got to have a coroner's report or something like that. Right, and you can't do, I mean, essentially what happens in this country, a person dies, you get the death certificate, they die in hospital under normal circumstances, you get the death certificate from the hospital, then you go to the registrar, and you get a registrar's certificate, which is unfortunately called a disposal certificate, which is a little bit insensitive terminology, and then you can go ahead and bury. And usually it's quite straightforward, though some of you might be aware of, you know, in the news there was a coroner in London who wasn't very helpful, etc., etc. But what you sometimes have is a situation where you can't get the death certificate right away. That's essentially if a person hasn't been seen by their doctor within 2 weeks, so they haven't been seen by their doctor for 2 weeks, so then the doctor can't sign a normal death certificate, and it needs to go to the coroner, and the coroner will in many instances say there needs to be a post-mortem or an MRI scan or something like that, or tests done to find out why the person died. So the question is, you know, sometimes, you know, especially if it's sort of weekends, you know, this can drag on for several days. That, you know, and post-mortems aren't done round the clock. So you can have, a person might die on a Friday afternoon, right? You haven't got time to do anything before Shabbat. That the earliest you can get, you know, anywhere to a coroner is on Sunday. The coroner will, on, you know, will be sitting on Monday morning. They'll order a PM. The PM's going to be done at the earliest Monday afternoon. And, you know, the Leviathan, the earliest is going to be Tuesday. So you've got Friday, Shabbat, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Okay, is that going to be 5 days of Aninut? So that's the big question. Bearing in mind, there are certain days here when you can't actually do anything.
Christmas Day, Boxing Day.
I'm saying no. I mean, within this fight, in terms of, you know, once the coroner said it's got to go to what, got to go to a PM, nothing's going to happen till it's gone to the PM. That's what I mean. That's so.
You get this kind of thing though.
Sorry, post-mortem. That's so. The Not Abi Huda discusses a question. It seems in the 250 years ago, there was a rule in various places that you couldn't bury somebody within 48 hours or 72 hours of a death. They wanted to make sure they were really dead. Right? So the question there was, do you still have a din of Aninut? So let's look at the Not Abi Huda. We won't look at everything inside, but the Not Abi Huda is quite important. So let's go from about 8 lines up. It says, "Va'ata shiv arishon rishon." Hinei nishalti gem ma'agon ba'alok chadash ba'sheshin yitan hadat shelo lekavro atav gvo mem chet shaot lemay yachul aninut biyom rishon kevan she'eshal lekavro bo bayom. So you've got to wait 48 hours. Is there aninut on the first day? So this is in Hukot Purim. Magen Avraham says, it's Christmas Day, so you can't have a Leviath for whatever reason. So the Magen Avraham says, if there's some, if you like, legal impediment to you burying, it's like the person's in jail and you can't get to the body. You can't do it. You know, you might, however much you want to, you can't do it. No different to Shabbat, if you like. Ad kan shona magin Avraham. V'lichara hu mamash din zeh. I said, on the face of it, that makes sense. Avar be'emet lo cheinu. But in actual fact, I disagree. Zeh l'shoni b'gilyon ha-magin Avraham sheli. So this is the Dagul Merfav on, he's referring to Dagul Merfav on Shulchan Aruch. Divrei HaMagen Avraham kan hu biyom tov sheni she'im eino kovro bo bayom asur la'asot lo tachrichin kimvua b'simun tavkuf kaf vav. Right? So, that's right, it was Hilchot Yom, it's not Hilchot Purim. That's, no, Yom Tov Sheni. Okay, so Yom Tov Sheni, you can bury Al Yedei Amami, right? But if you're not going to bury, so no, Yom Tov Sheni, you can even Jews can bury him,
yes.
Sugi and Beitza. But if you're not going to bury him, right, then you haven't got a din of Aninut. Aval Bechol, sorry? Right, because you're not burying him that day. So there's nothing you can do. Second day Yom Tov, if I'm burying him, so then fine. But if I'm not burying him on second day Yom Tov, then I'm not allowed to do anything for the Leviah. So therefore, I'm not an Onen. Aval b'chol, af she'in ha'nochrim menichim l'kovro bo bayom, akati shayich aninut, shari mechuyav litaseik b'chvod ha'meit, ha'achin tachrichim bo bayom, unesari mushar tzorcha ha'meit. Ve'eno dome le'mishu b'tfisa, she'im yado la'asot shum davar tzorcha ha'meit. So basically he's saying that there's a difference between Yom Tov, where you're halakhically not allowed to do anything, and during the week where there might be something stopping you doing the actual burial, but all the other things you can take care of. And without going through the whole Nadab Yehuda, that's basically his position. That seeing as there are various things which you could in theory do, then you're going to be an onen. And Rebbe Azriel Hildesheimer from Germany, he also addressed this question, and he added in that, you know, it's never going to be that you can always bury the person. He says, you know, what about a person, you know, dies in the evening, right? You're not going to have the levi at night. You're going to bury him the next day. Nobody ever suggested that, there's no aninut at night, right? No, the aninut applies at night. That's as well. That's even though at 2 o'clock in the morning you're not going to bury him, right? That's still the fact that I'm not going to bury him for various reasons. That doesn't mean to say there's no aninut. There's only no aninut if there's absolutely nothing that I'm allowed to do that's to engage with this niftar.
So you agree with the Nadab Yehuda?
He agrees with the Nadab Yehuda. Interestingly, as an aside,
this is that thing about
Rabbi Israel Hildesheim. That's interesting as an aside, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Paskins, Shuvim Mechat Shlomo, that an onen should say Birkat HaMapil when he goes to sleep. That's, he says that, you know, at that point when you're getting into bed, you've got your pyjamas on already, so then there's obviously no din of aninut, because you're turning over and going to sleep. You're not taking care of the mate at that point in time. But I don't think that's normative. I don't think that's normative.
You could say at that point you should do Kriyat Shema.
Well, presumably he does say Kriyat Shema. Right. I think he does. Right. That's, now, however, the Maram Shik disagrees. So
if you're in pyjamas, what do you mean by that?
Then you're not going to be looking after the mate. You've, at that point in time, you've decided that I'm not going to take care of the Kavura any longer. You're going to bed. That's, look at the Maram Shik, though. The Maram Shik disagrees. And he says that there is no aninut. That's... So basically he's saying that, you know, the whole thing is, if you could do something about it, you know, and you can't now, so then it's a bizayon to the mate that you're doing mitzvot. But otherwise it's not. I'm Moshe Hizbiya Levush, B'simin Ayin Aleph, Ava B'Shabbat Yom Tov Davka Im Machshich. Ava L'Imeinu Machshich Ein Kam B'Zayom. On Shabbat Yom Tov, you know, if you're not on your way to, you know, be at the edge of the town on Motzei Shabbat, then there's no B'Zayom. V'adinim Mechok HaMem Shalash, Loik Barut Hayom, Ein Kam B'Zayom. It's not disrespectful to the mate that you're doing mitzvot, because you can't bury them. This is the whole point, that it's only if you can bury them and instead you're doing mitzvot that it's disrespectful to the mate. And that's how Rav Avadya paskens. If you look in the Yalkut Yosef...
So there is no aninut when he was being buried because of the
correct
government law.
Yeah. So let's look at the Yalkut Yosef. B'chutz la'aretz b'mkomot she'im ma'ashim et kvurat hanifta en l'achar gimul yamim ha'ptira ein linhog kol dinei aninut b'chol gimul hayamim ela ad she'yagi hazman she'yachol l'tapel b'avayat et kvurat hamit v'chayavim b'chol ha'mitzvot kulan v'rak l'inyan tefillin lo enayichim b'yom harishon. So the Maisa, you know, it's a machloket in the poskim. I think I think normatively we say that the Aninut extends, because there is stuff that you can do. There's always, you know, stuff to do, but you do sometimes have these sort of lengthy cases, you know, Chas v'Chalila, there's a murder or something like that. So then, the police have got the body. In that case, I would say there's no aninut, because you've really got no idea when you're going to get the body back. That's whereas in these cases, it's more straightforward that you're still anticipating that a burial as soon as possible. Whereas where the police has taken control of the body, it's going to be some time, till you get the body back. Just looking.
In that case, would there be avelut straight away?
No. There's definitely no avelut till so you have a period where you're neither an onen nor an avel.
Because you're
going to
get the body back. You know you're going to get the body back.
Yeah.
No, I was just wondering if they were
taller than No, not at all. Just a moment. In the Nota Bihusa, Binidon Shell Fanin Sheba, Dayik Burul Macha, Mukhiavim Gahima Gam Hayom Litasek Bikoto, Bahanat Arom Takrikin, Liskos Sapdanim in Barhaku, Amtiana Shim Shell Bohu Bikoto. That's Shrouds.
Surely the shrouds are prepared from before.
Well, that's nowadays, but it wasn't always like that.
And they made the shrouds on the
Yeah,
side.
That's.
How could they bury on Yom Tov Sheni?
No, they didn't. They buried without shrouds.
We don't do that, do we? We don't do that, right?
We don't usually have burials on second day Yom Tov. In exceptional circumstances, but in general, the problem is that it creates additional chilul yom tov, which isn't sanctioned. That's I think some of the kilot in Yerushalayim bury on second day Rosh Hashanah and things like that. That's so the truth is, it's a somewhat murky area in practice. Where it's, if it's just, a day or two, then fine. But sometimes it can stretch into 5 or 6 days that, it's very strange to say that person will be, pater from mitzvot. That's,
What happens in a case which I remember very clearly, there was somebody gets killed and is in a plane.
Right.
Which drops out the air.
Right.
For whatever reason. You don't get the body back for some days after.
I would say in that case, no, there's no aninut. There's no aninut till you get the body back.
Yeah, I see. So there's no aninut. They're in a state of
absolute. Yeah, they're not an avel. They're not an onen. Yeah.
And if they give up, then they become an avel.
Yeah,
if there's no chance.
If they say, there are no bodies, we can't. We can't find the bodies. I suppose, like in the cases of the Lockerbie or the Twin Towers, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Twin Towers, they didn't know they were getting the bodies.
Well, they're not expecting getting the bodies, but you still got then questions with Avelut. Where there's a difference, of course, in a case where you've seen the body, you've got evidence that the person died, a case where the person, you haven't got such evidence. That's because then you've got aguna questions. And basically we won't let them, you don't want them to sit shiva unless it's certain that there's no aguna issues, because otherwise there'll be an assumption that, they sat shiva, so now she can go and remarry. But sitting shiva is different to saying that, she can definitely go and remarry. So in some cases, you don't have the avelut either. Okay, let's finish off by looking in the Geshe Achaim. So the Geshe Achaim say from Yichel Michal to Kaczynski, that who was Rosh Yeshiva in Eitz Chaim, Yeshiva in Yerushalayim in the early part of the 20th century, and very famous posek in Yerushalayim, the Luach Eretz Yisrael, follows him, that he wrote Sfarim on the Medina and Halacha, etc. That so he's got a sefer, two volumes on Hilchot Avelot Geshe Achaim, very standard classic work on Hilchot Avelot, well worth having. Yeah. So let's see what he says. Im yesh ikuv mitzkigom mitzat hamemshala l'kovro ad avo yamim achadim. Hinei im yesh because they're malita pelbamate. Bein nogea l'hishtad lutek zel hamemshala. Bein nogea l'hachanat ma'bushav u'kvurato. Harei hu onen kumo shekatavti le'el seif gimel. Right? So he says, if there's still stuff for you to do, so then you've got a din of being an onen. Right? But if there isn't, then you haven't got an onen. So I suppose it could happen. You know, it can happen. You know, let's say that Christmas Day is a Thursday, right? Christmas Day is a Thursday. That's a person dies Wednesday afternoon. They haven't seen a doctor for 2 weeks, right? Nothing is going to happen probably till Monday. That's Sunday if you're lucky, right? That's... you're not even going to be able to find the doctor that's till the registrar, coroner, everything. Nothing's going to be happening till Monday. So I would think in that case, there's really nothing for you to do. I would say you're not an onen. That's... But as I say, you know, it is a grey area. The two reasons we discussed previously don't exist. He doesn't need anybody to take care of anything for him because there's nothing to take care of. It's kavod hamate when you can do something for the mate. Aval kishein lo ma lasot lemano, ein shum kavod lo im yoshim uvatkin mitzvot b'shulah lo davar. It's not kavod the mate that you don't do any mitzvot. Im ha'hai tama im hu avel asir tafus. So if the avel is in prison, v'noda lo b'veit asurim shemit lo mate, v'ein b'af sharu tolish tatef b'tipulo, ein alav din aninut. V'hu adin, namik shenoda lekarov shemit lo mate b'ir acheret. So you know you've got somebody who's died in another city. You're not going to go there. And from where you are, you can't do anything. What if he's going to travel, right, to where the mate was? So if there are other avilim looking after the nifta, then lo chalim alav din aninut, then he's not an onen, ad she'avo gam hu l'sham, until he arrives there. V'im ein sham makom ha'meit avelim acherim, metaplim bo, but if there are no other avelim there, chal alav aninut gam bimkomo, then where he is, he's got a din of aninut. V'kev ha'sheish rap b'efshar utol in sol l'sham ul utapel ma b'inyane ha'meit bimkomo, because he's still going to, somehow or other, he's going to have to look after things. Afilu ha'in day telegraph and telephone. This happens with me. My father, Alav Hashalom, was lived in Eretz Yisrael, where he lived. That I was here. My brother was in Eretz Yisrael, where he lived. So he was looking after everything. So I wasn't an onen, or I didn't practice aninut, till I arrived in Eretz Yisrael. That's so because I was here, there was nothing I could do. That's my brother was there, so there was somebody to take care of things. That's so I was part of, so I was chayv in mitzvot. K'shem saru lakatafim uchnahug bismanim shem wasim lechevri chevri kedisha. Now krovim amalavim et hamit levetak kvarot lo paska mehem aninut ad gemar kvura. Right, so that's what the Aruch HaShulchan said. Things are going to go to the Leviah. So then the Aninut doesn't stop till the Leviah. Afalak Krovim Shem Lavinet Amit, Paska Aninut Miyam Shemeshura Katafim, Minachai Vishuv Bechola Mitzvot. But if they're not getting to the Leviah, so then they're Chayv already immediately in all Mitzvot. So, well, that's a separate issue. But,
so would they wear tefillin?
That's still a din of Yom Rishon.
So
you've got Yom Rishon.
Yom Rishon
is not
feeling
what
ever is
going to happen.
Yom Rishon of Avaylut. Yeah,
but I'm saying if he's not an Avaylut, he's not an Onen, because they can't bury the person for whatever reason. So is that there's a Yom Din of Mita, or is it just a Yom Din of Kvura?
You want to say the person died. He's not an Onen yet.
Yeah.
He's not an Onen because he's in a different city.
Yeah.
Avel as well.
That's. And he's not an Avel. Yeah, Lechara, he lays tefillin. Lechara, he lays tefillin.
Okay.
And then on the first day of Avelus, he won't. Right. There's a whole question there with Mari Tats. We'll see it when we come to it.
So the first of Avelus is really, if you bury somebody in the morning, the first of Avelus is that day.
Correct.
The following
correct.
Day, you sell chakras and you.
Correct, correct, exactly.
I had a similar kind of strategy to you.
Right.
My father died in Switzerland, and we had to go over to Switzerland.